On a Thursday, it's January 2nd, 2020, and this is Idaho Matters. Hi, I'm George Prentice. Alan Minskoff is here. He first made his tour of Idaho in the 70s. He went back to many of the towns over the last couple of years to write his book, The Idaho Traveler, centered around interviews with locals. He brings us from town to town, sharing insider knowledge on the best drives, the best sights, and probably most importantly, the best food that the state has to offer. And he also highlights fascinating folks our history books often skip over. Alan, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you, George. Good to see you.
Good to see you. This is a lovely and pleasant experience. And I remember talking to you as this was coming together. And this is great. Congratulations on
this. Oh, thank you very much.
I want to read just very briefly from your introduction. Your own introduction. Writing this book is both a celebration of my adopted state and a thank you to the hundreds of people who have helped me in my work as an editor, writer, and teacher. Indeed, all roads seem to have led to this wonderful book.
It is a labor of love, and what I really appreciate, it was done in Caldwell, where I teach and where I've worked for almost 20 years. And
College Caxton, of Idaho.
Yeah, thank you. And Caxton Press published it, and they really invested in it. I'm very proud of the work.
So take us back, to the 70s.
I edited a magazine in the 1970s called Idaho Heritage, which came to be when this downtown Boise was threatened. Fortunately, we were able to save a lot of
the wrecking ball was coming to a number of
buildings. They were coming, and there were some plans as large as all of the downtown.
Right.
And a bunch of us got together, and we started a group called Friends of All Buildings. Well, it evolved into a magazine called Idaho Heritage, which was focused on small towns and old buildings. And so we were sitting around our office one day and we're saying, we're here in Boise. We know nothing about the state of Idaho. And we said, well, we're a not-for-profit in every sense of the world. We wrote a grant, every sense of the word, and we wrote a grant and got it. And we started a project right around the bicentennial to hold meetings and visit what was over 76 and 77, 24 small towns in Idaho. Mm. So when people ask me, why did you go to these towns? That's the reason.
24.
24 over 2 years. And I went back to virtually everyone.
Okay, so let's jump forward now, because you have returned to all 24 for this book. Can I assume that as much didn't change as it did change?
It depends. Of course, some of the towns have changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. Rathdrum, Idaho, has 10 times the population it did in 1976. Mm-hmm. Bellevue, Idaho, is 5 times larger than it was. But if you go to Lava Hot Springs, Lava Hot Springs still would remind you of the Lava Hot Springs of 4 decades ago. Mm-hmm. And that's also true, of course, of Idaho City, to a certain extent of St. Mary's, Idaho, and some of the other places that I've visited. So
the style of this book is unlike most books of its ilk. There are conversations that weave together with restaurant reviews, lovely photographs. Talk about how you decided to craft this book.
Well, candidly, we live in the era of the short attention span.
Yes.
So I wanted to do small takes on every place. And plus, I was coming back, and there were at the very least going to be 24 towns, and there are actually more. Mm-hmm. I fit in towns like Wallace, which is just a great favorite of mine, and one of the best preserved small towns in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to make sure that there was something for everybody. So we did what we called the Idaho Pie Trail, where I tried to find the best pies around the state. And I'm already getting notes that I missed a couple, so I'll be back on the trail.
Wow.
And we did Big Idaho Breakfasts, because we thought those two things really showed Idaho small town life for what it is. First thing, we had just a couple of rules. One was they had to be mom and pops. They could not be part of a chain. Mm-hmm. That left out a few places.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they had to be singular. So, and I also had to get as ever often as I could local recommendations.
can we talk about just a few?
Absolutely.
Some a few of us are familiar with, and some we want to be familiar with.
I hope so.
So in just going through it very quickly, Hayburn, the Wayside Cafe. I have heard so much about this place.
You know, it's a 24/7 place, and I went in there late one night. You know, when you're on the road, sometimes you skip a meal. So I was really hungry at 8:30 or 9 one night and went in and ate something which was sort of out of my background, liver and onions, and then I had a piece of pie. Peach pie. Well, the story was the peach pie, because the waitress's daughter, who worked, had been a waitress but was tired of it, found out that the baker was going to quit overnight. So she spent a long weekend and did the whole repertoire, and she's turned into a real good pie baker. I can tell you that from my experience.
Wow. I've got to get there. Okay. In Moscow, the Breakfast Club.
That was among the very best places I had breakfast. And I remember that place when it was the Nobby Inn, because I've spent a lot of time over the years in Moscow. Mm-hmm. Moscow is a great farm-to-table place now, by the way. There are a lot of good restaurants there. I think the people from Pullman come to Moscow to eat. But the Breakfast Club is special because they have specials. They have specialties, which you don't find everywhere.
And they've created a Vandal pepper sauce.
They have, which I bought one of.
Isn't that good?
It was real good.
Okay. In Haley, it's CK's Real Food.
CK's is a fine dining place, mm-hmm. but they have a wonderful baker who's the daughter of CK, and she does great work, so I wanted to point them out. I didn't want to leave out every, you know, top of the restaurant world.
And you say a meal at CK's is among the best dining experiences anywhere in the Gem State. That is very high praise.
Well, that's my take. I like to eat there when I'm in the Wood River Valley.
In Bruno, it's the Bruno One Stop.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a friend of mine and yours, Ashley Miller, who was a student of mine who now works for the Idaho Press,
she was an intern
For George, and we just did a ride-along there. Uh-huh. She rode along with me and asked me a lot of questions of how the book came to be, and we ate breakfast at Bruno One Stop. And you know it's a big Idaho breakfast when it really right on the menu, half portion or whole portion. So the whole portion was very friendly.
Wow. I'm going to guess that this for certain is a bit of work, but it is certainly a labor of love.
Well, what I was really pleased with is that I could use things that I've written over the past 40 years as well as what I wrote mostly in 2018 and 2019.
I'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about journalism.
I would,
Alan
Mitzkoff
is one of the finest professors of journalism in this state. I'm always curious about the caliber of students who are in your class and where their hearts and minds are. What's your sense?
I think I'm very lucky. The College of Idaho does have first-rate students, and they're very curious, and they're willing to work. And I think what a lot of people don't know is a lot of our students are not the students who have were born with silver spoons. A lot of them work, some full-time. You've had some when you were doing the weekly.
Mm-hmm.
As interns, and they are just inherently curious about how the world works and how they can explain it. So I think they're still interested in journalism. I mean, let's be honest, there are not as many jobs. I would say of my students who take four or five classes with me, some of them end up in public relations, some in marketing, but some in journalism. I have two or three students. I have a student now still at the college who started at the CUNA paper.
But what I have told your students, and I know that you have too, is that there is always a professional home for a great storyteller.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I use some of the things that you've said. I said, paint me pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's even more important in this meeting.
That's my go-to. Paint me the word picture. Alan Mitzkoff, congratulations. The Idaho Traveler is available at local bookstores.
At Rediscovered Books.
Rediscovered Books here in Boise, and of course online at Amazon, and et cetera. Best of luck in another semester, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you both.
He is Alan Mitzkoff, and this is Idaho Matters on a Thursday, January 2nd.